You're listening to Clinicians Roundtable on ReachMD. On this episode, Dr. Stephen Wong will discuss new research on the link between obesity and Alzheimer's disease. Dr. Wong is the John S. Dunn Presidential Distinguished Chair in Biomedical Engineering at Houston Methodist Hospital and Associate Director at Houston Methodist Cancer Center. He's also a professor of radiology, neurosciences, pathology, and laboratory medicine at Weill Cornell Medicine. Let's hear from him now.
Alzheimer's and obesity are two of the fastest growing health problems, not just in the U.S., by the way, it's only the whole world. Right now, it's about 7 million Americans are living with Alzheimer's, and that number is expected almost double by 2015. At the same time, more than 42% adults are obese, and these two diseases might sound like very different conditions, but biologically, they share a common chronic inflammation, metabolic imbalance, and disruptions in how the body processes lipids. Now, we should know that the brain is very lipid-rich organ, very fatty. And healthy lipid metabolism is very critical for neurons and glial cells to function properly. In obesity, fat isn't sitting there storing energy. It becomes an active organ to release a whole bunch of molecules into the bloodstream. And among all these signals, what caught our attention exactly are the extracellular vesicles. And you can think of them as a tiny bubble-like package that fast cell release and filled with all this bioactive cargo like lipid, protein, RNAs. The fascinating thing is that unlike most hormones or other small molecule antibody, EV, extracellular vesicle, can actually cross the blood-brain barrier and deliver their cargo directly to the brain cells. And in obesity, the amount and the composition of these vesicles change dramatically. And we believe these altered vesicles may be sending a harmful metabolic message to the brain, one that will trigger inflammation, oxidation stress, or amyloid buildup. They are all key hallmarks of the Alzheimer's. We try to build a bridge between what's happening in people with obesity and what's happening in Alzheimer's biology at the molecular level. If obesity changes the lipid signals the body sends out, and those signals can reach the brain through extracellular vesicles, then what exactly do those vesicles carry? And how might that cargo affect the key Alzheimer's process, like amyloid aggregation? First, we focus on collecting, characterizing these messengers themselves. We isolate very pure EVs from the adipose tissues. And then we double check their quality, make sure their size, shape, quality control, all very good. And then to be sure, we study real true vesicle, not any contaminants, because they are so tiny. The second part, we characterize what those vesicles were carrying. And third, finally, we test how these individual lipid species influence or affect amyloid beta aggregation, a central process of Alzheimer's. Then we look at the result. Different lipid species change amyloid aggregation in very unique patterns depending on the concentration. We also find not all amyloid behaves the same. There are two major forms. We call it amyloid 40 and amyloid 42. Respond differently with the same lipid species. What that means is these peptides interact with lipid in very distinct ways, possibly shifting the balance between more or less toxic form. And that's important because those structure change can drive very different outcomes of brain health. We treat Alzheimer's disease as one big thing. Reality is not. And besides subtyping of Alzheimer's, we also should think about individualized Alzheimer's because we're all different. Lipidomic profiling can help tailor care. That's one thing. And secondly is, at the same time, we can use it as a biomarker, not just for detection, for monitoring when you're treating the patient.
That was Dr. Stephen Wong discussing a relationship between obesity and Alzheimer's disease. To access this and other episodes in our series, visit Clinicians Roundtable on ReachMD.com, where you can be part of the knowledge. Thanks for listening.